把 to take, not in a literal sense. The word 把 is very important in the Chinese language and appeared in the Bible 5,130 times in New World Translation. What does it mean? It means take in a sense of I'm going to take this car and sell it. When we say that in English, we don't mean that we plan to physically pick up the car, carry it somewhere, and then sell it. It merely means we're going to sell the car. 把 is used in a very similar way. It enables the speaker to put the verb after the object, rather than before it. So, rather than saying, I'm going to sell the car, 我卖车 卖 is verb, object, 车 我卖车 Using 把 allows the speaker to say, I'm going to take this car and sell it. 我把车卖了 See, now you change the location of verb. 我把车卖了 It put the verb behind the object.This manner of speaking is used much more frequently in Chinese than it is in English, and it is vital to understand it. When using 把 as a command, both people should already know which object is being referred to. The word 把 is used to speak about a specific thing. A mother may say to her child, 把书看看, read the book.The mother assumed that the child knows which book is being referred to when she says this. Notice that the subject of the sentence 你 is often dropped in a command or a request. It has been said that if you can master this grammar point, then you are well on your way to speaking good Chinese. So work hard to understand and use 把Pay special attention to it when you see it used in the publications. As part of your homework, go through a Watchtower article and circle 把 each time you see it. Try to analyze how it is used and how you can use it when speaking Chinese. Here are some examples. 第一个，耶稣把拉撒路复活了。Jesus resurrected Lazarus. 耶稣把拉撒路复活了。第二，请把圣经打开。Please take your Bible and open it. 请把圣经打开。第三，把衣服放在桌子上。Take the clothes and put them on the table. 把衣服放在桌子上。第四，把王太太带到王国聚会所吧。Take Mrs. Wang to the kingdom hall. 把王太太带到王国聚会所吧。第五，约翰福音九章二十四节，把荣耀归于上帝吧。John 9:24, give glory to God. 约翰福音九章二十四节，把荣耀归于上帝吧。An important note here, The common mistake that non-native speakers will use 把 without a main action verb to complete the sentence. For example, 请把你的圣经 This means, please take your Bible and saying that will make people stare at you and waiting to be told what to do with their Bible. To correct this problem, simply add an action verb at the end of the sentence, like this. 请把你的圣经打开。Please take your Bible and open it. Three new verbs. 打开 to open. 打开 放 to put, 放 带 to bring, physically take, 带